The Pennsylvania legislature is proceeding toward a critical vote on a new public employee pension system. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. If passed, the measure would help protect taxpayers, though it would lessen the guaranteed benefits of new teachers and state workers hired starting in 2018. Helping us break down the issue is Keystone Crossroads education reporter Kevin McCorian. Kevin, catch us up to speed, starting with why the last-minute push for the bill.
Well, it's not last-minute, Dave. There's been a concerted effort over the years, but it is coming down to the wire in this legislative session. The state has a big unfunded pension liability of more than $60 billion, and pension costs for school districts have been growing dramatically each year, Dave, and that eats away at the money that's left over, of course, for classrooms. So it's become a very big deal all across the state. But before we get into what's in this new bill, it's important to remember how we got here. Three things. Back in the early 2000s, lawmakers voted to boost pension benefits without really having a solid plan to pay for those boosted benefits. And then lawmakers were banking on two sunny stock market projections that didn't anticipate the crashes that came. And three, most importantly, when the bills for pensions were coming due in the 2000s, lawmakers weren't paying the whole tab. So here we are, a decade after that, and we're in a big mess. Now, 6 years ago, 2010, lawmakers did try to rectify the issue. They've rolled back the generosity of the benefits a little bit, and they put themselves on a very strict timetable to pay what's due.
So here we are. What does this new bill do?
Well, let's say what it doesn't do. It doesn't do anything to reduce that $60 billion liability in the short term. Neither does it do anything to reduce the amount of money that school districts need to spend on pensions anytime soon. So what it does is help mitigate market risk on taxpayers in the long run. I stress that, the long run. New hires starting in 2018 will get a hybrid retirement plan. So currently, you know, teachers and state workers have a full pension, which means that there's a guaranteed retirement benefit that doesn't change no matter how well or poorly the stock market performs. This bill would give employees a plan that essentially half of that, and the other half is more like a 401k that a lot of people in the private sector have, where, you know, the end result is tied to how well the stock market did. So proponents say long-term benefits are there and they're very substantial, and that 30 years from now, the state will be on much surer economic footing while still giving employees a retirement that's better than what most people in the private sector have. Opponents say it makes teaching and other public sector jobs even less desirable, especially right now because there's a teaching shortage, and say it's actually going to cost school districts more money in the short term. So proceeding as is, they say, will provide the best path forward.
I'm impressed. It's prescient to look 30 years on. Tis the season. Let's look at this now through the political prism.
Right. So the bill is going to get an up and down vote. It's expected this evening in both the House and the Senate. It's expected to pass the Senate, where similar versions of this bill have passed before. The House historically has been the place where this sort of legislation goes to die. In the past, zero Democrats have supported pension reform bills like this. And even though Republicans have enough votes to pass it, they themselves haven't been able to reach that consensus. Now, if it does pass both chambers, it will go to Governor Wolf. In the past, he has said he would sign previous iterations of this sort of thing, but on this one hasn't committed yet either way.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Dave.
Keystone Crossroads, Kevin McCorry on NewsWorks Tonight.